big episode of the Northeast Podcast. The Twins start hot but lose Lewis. There's an ownership struggle with the Minnesota Timberwolves and a three-horse race in the NBA and Premier League. Here we go. And here we go, Northeast Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here, Jim. How's it going? Hey, I'm happy to be here with you.
I am too, always.
We're officially in the second quarter of 2024.
Second quarter, second fake out spring.
Yeah.
Which always gets me every time. So I'm here for it though.
And it was Easter.
Yeah. The Lord hath risen this time.
He's
always up to something.
Yeah.
He's always got some big move to make. But happy Easter.
Happy Easter. All right, so we are drinking something special here. We are drinking Barrel Theories Raindrops. This is like their staple.
It's their flagship, and I think it's one of the finest. There's like three really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch, but Black Stack has one, and these guys have one. And
yeah.
We love the hazy still. I mean, the good ones.
The good ones. The ones that have survived.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, here we go. Lots to talk about. First thing we have to talk about is Title Town, Minnesota State, Mankato.
Yeah.
They won both the men's and women's Division II basketball championships.
What are they? The
Mavericks.
The Mavericks, and they look like purple and gold.
Yeah, they're
like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats. That's insane.
Did you see how the guys' team won?
Yeah, with like a last minute three-pointer.
Yeah, three with half second to go.
Super cool. That's awesome. I do wish Minnesota would get better at winning the things that people care about.
Yeah, that like are on TV and stuff.
We're so good. I mean, not saying that people don't care about the Lynx, but especially at that time, I'd say people didn't.
They're not even good now.
They're not even good. But at the time, I was actually there to witness them win one of their titles. Okay,
that's
I was in the building. Yeah, we got that locked up, don't we?
I have never been in the building.
Do the St. Paul Saints like win everything all the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think. I think they're
next then.
Yeah. I've never seen a team win a championship in person. I've actually never seen a team of mine win a title except for the Gophers hockey team.
Ever.
And that was like on 20 TV. Years ago.
Then I'm glad I was there because I bet. You know, that'll be my only chance.
Yeah. So hopefully we get one soon. Someday.
Someday, man.
Someday.
We look at each other.
I
like,
sound just sickly, just
defeated.
Insane.
Defeated.
All right. So besides that, we have to go to Scott Hansen. Is that his name?
Yeah. I hear Scott Hansen. I start thinking about Chris Hansen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. This is the Red Zone guy.
Yeah, Scott Hansen.
So Scott Hansen is going to host Red Zone Olympics, which is actually a great idea, isn't it? Because you don't know what to watch, and there's like 18 different channels going with different stuff, and you're like, you know, am I going to know any storylines here? Do I care about this sport? I mean, you don't even try because you hate all this stuff, but like most people, I think, would actually get down with this.
Yeah.
With them jumping into like, hey, this is happening right now. It's must watch because of this reason. Here, let's jump between this and this.
I mean, I do think it's a good idea.
Yes, it is. I can't believe they haven't done it yet.
I do. I like the idea.
That guy's not working in the summer anyways.
Yeah, I like it. I don't think I'm going to watch it, so.
Yeah, I bet you won't. But I might try it. I definitely will. Well, I'm sure it'll be on at some point for me. I'm into it.
What sport do you really want to watch?
Swimming? Well, we can watch some basketball.
It's like.
That should be a given. But it's not really anymore. Like, Spain can fuck us up sometimes. Like, there's some country.
What's
Luka going to be on?
He's on, like, Serbia.
Serbia.
With Doncic.
Yeah.
I mean, with Jokic.
That's bad news. And they probably got, like, Sabantis or some shit. I don't know. What they got talent. So, America is not, like, just a given. Canada is tough. They got Shai. He's good. So, I don't know. That could be cool. I mean, what else do they do? Don't they do all the extreme sports stuff?
I think that's the X Games.
Well, no, they bringing some of that stuff in. Dude, there's like breakdancing this year. There's insane stuff they're adding.
Okay.
They're adding pickleball, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so Jovic, Bogdanovic,
Milikovic,
man,
Malkovic.
Their starting five is, gosh, I don't know. I thought Luka was on this team. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like a Vich place.
He's Slovenian.
Oh, there we go. Whatever. The same place, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm sorry. People were probably just like yelling at me during that whole part there. What a dummy. Like, what a dummy.
They're from totally opposite places.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, Scott Hansen doesn't make me want to watch the Olympics, but I think it will help. How about this? The Twins. We don't talk enough about the Twins.
Well, twins are back.
Twins really twinned this weekend.
They twinned it up.
And that's because, I mean that because they have a whole shtick as a team where they win a hard-fought game, right? Then they win a game that they definitely outplayed their opponent. Then it's the third game, and then they rest the entire team, and they get shellacked.
They just,
and
like,
then it's two and one, and they just do that a lot of
the year. They're already, that third game, see, they're already getting ready for the already next game to start, resting. Which they got a hard fight.
But when you're a team that is so injury prone,
yeah,
you have to do this because Buxton, who knows? I mean, his expiration before he's on the IL is 15 games.
You think he's got 15? We're already down three.
And
so.
Then Royce Lewis is out for a month at least.
That's what
two.
Happened in the very first game?
Yeah.
So he hit a home run, won us the game, and then, well, I guess if it was 2.5
running
innings,
the bases, then, pulled something, and he's out for 1 to 2 months.
That's
what?
Crazy.
What?
They
what is
need
that?
To. They need to have like.
How are these guys hurting
the
themselves
preseason
running
a
the
little
bases
bit more seriously
all the time?
They can't even run the bases. That's bad.
It's ridiculous. So, honestly, baseball to me, okay.
Don't get attached to any players in baseball. I'll tell you that,
guys. I think the Twins are doing a great job. Like I do.
Yeah.
I believe in Rocco. I think that ownership has done better in recent years. I think that they've done an okay job spending. I think Falvey and Levine have done a pretty nice job. They've went from a team that was all contact, pitch to contact, to a bunch of big power arms. They struggled with their bullpen last year, and they went out and rebuilt it this year, made some big trades last year. They, you know, have drafted reasonably well in recent years. There's lots to like about what they're doing.
Okay.
But baseball itself, I have an issue with it. I don't think the game has ever been worse. Ever.
Really?
I don't think the game has ever been worse. Because analytics has ruined baseball, I think. So everything is about swinging for the fences. Everyone is striking out more than ever before. And it's just a bunch of solo home runs. The whole game is just strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Ground out, strikeout, solo home run. Second solo home run, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. And the thing is...
Right, because they'd rather just strike out if they're not going to get a home run, so you don't get the defense going, you don't
swinging.
Get base running to watch, you don't get RBIs that are fun,
and
those like exciting plays at home.
Exactly, and to be honest with you, here's my biggest issue with this. The most overrated play in sports...
Is a home run.
Is a home run. It's not that exciting to watch in person.
It's pretty cool.
No, what's cool in baseball is like a hit into the gap.
Yeah.
A hit off the wall where the guy jumps up and he misses it and it rolls around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A hit into the corner and it's bouncing around in the corner and the guys are running around
and
the bases.
And you're like, how far is he going to get?
And then there's like a play at one of the bases or a play at home. Like,
I'd say there it's exciting, but I can see how it's also anticlimactic and it does not lead
run,
to more
like,
action. It leads to less action.
Yeah, and
like,
then it just
by
flies
definition,
out and
everyone's
around.
Off the base now. Yep. And so you're back to just.
But like to me, baseball. They need to change something here.
Well, they did. They changed so much.
They made
apparently
it so
not
you had
for
to
you.
Pitch faster.
Yeah, and they
that's nice.
They changed a couple other things.
But I think that like the problem is that there's so few players that are like moving players or like are getting on at a really great rate because they've realized that it's more valuable. And I already know. I know like three or four people that will
specifically
kill me about this take. I'm prepared. I will wake up in the morning. And
check the DMs.
Know that I'm dead. But I'm just saying, like, the game to me has become all about the, like, numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say the same thing. So someone would make this argument then. They'd say basketball is the same.
I can see that.
Because every shot in basketball now is taken in the paint.
It should be a dunk or a three-pointer.
Yep. It's in the paint or it's a three. Every shot. So when you look at the shot chart of basketball... Any kind of mid-range game has pretty much evaporated from the NBA.
It's usually, if you're shooting a mid-range, it means you fucked up the play.
Yeah, you're doing something stupid.
You're doing a desperation because the clock's too low.
Yeah, And so when you look at the shot clock, it's really, or the shot chart of the NBA, it's kind of alarming. You're
yeah,
like,
no,
oh,
I get it.
A lot of the floor never gets used. Here's my thing, though. What's exciting? Threes. What's exciting? Dunks. What's exciting? Plays at the hoop, at the rim. You know, yeah. Like, they're, like, you know, advanced metrics have made the plays that are the most exciting in basketball happen more, other than free throws. There's a lot of free throws now.
There is. I don't think there's more, though. There's in, actually
in
not
baseball,
more attempts.
It's just like guys don't hit over 300. You know, yeah. Like, so few guys do. It used to be like a hunt for 400 for guys. Like, guys would be like late in the season and there'd be someone, you know, obviously like Tony Gwynn or
somebody just like super consistent.
Yeah. And like someone would say, oh, what about Luis Arraez? Because he has been kind of in that hunt. He is like a throwback player.
Yeah.
He is like
I think that's awesome. I wish we still had him.
He's like a player from a different like generation of baseball. And so to me, I just wish that the game would, like, I almost wish that they would move the walls back.
I was going to say, there's only one answer. Bigger stadiums.
Make it harder to hit home runs. Because yeah. I think that
Or make the walls taller. You could just do that. That'd be easy.
I just don't need so many home runs at this point. I don't need to watch a game where the Twins strike out 14 times, but they hit 4 solo home runs.
Yeah.
That's pretty boring.
Yeah.
They win 4-2.
A lot
two.
Of pitching. A lot
they
of pitching battles.
They win 4-2, and there was, you know, 26 strikeouts, and there was...
And how many fucking foul balls for every home run,
solo
right? Because
they're
cranking
runs.
The thing.
They're hitting a lot of home runs. They're getting so few guys on base that a lot of the home runs end up just being solo shots.
Yeah.
And so that part of the game just doesn't sit right with me. So
okay.
Your turn, baseball, you're going to have to come up with something a little different, because when I watch the games, I'm like, man, every guy is just worried about, you know, launch angle, and they're all worried about like bat speed, and they're all worried about like these metrics that help them hit more home runs. And that's kind of cool, but it also just leads to like every year the Twins break the strikeout record.
Oh, man.
They do.
That was an interesting take, I got to say. I think I agree. I see it in basketball, and I don't mind it.
I think another thing would be no juiced balls. I don't need juiced balls.
What are the juiced balls?
Like, that's like the big thing where, like, supposedly the balls
are juiced up.
Yeah, and they make it so they're easier to hit home runs.
Is that
with.
With the mud they put on and shit?
No, like just inside the balls, how they're making them.
Oh.
Gone, you know?
They're bouncy.
Yeah, they're bouncier. And so they had juice balls, then they didn't, then they did, then you don't know if they did, then like only the Yankees did or something.
I'm sure.
You know, it's like that. And I don't need any of that. Like, I actually want the ball to stay in the stadium more.
To stay in play.
To stay in play.
That's a great take.
And I just
next
think
time I'm watching baseball, I'll probably think of that.
And I want base runners, and I want guys to have to like play really smart to move
stolen
guys.
Stolen bases are fun. You don't get those if with just home runs and strikeouts.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right.
Good stuff.
How about this?
What do you got?
The Timberwolves. We have to talk about them.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, mostly positive. I don't know. You're kind of giving me like this, like
the Timberwolves
look of like. I mean,
had,
I know the ownership thing, which we'll need to talk about.
Yeah,
but.
So that's what we need to talk about. The ownership stuff is astonishing and embarrassing.
It's
why is it always us?
It's just a joke. It's just it's laughable. It is funny. I'm not even crying here. I'm just laughing, because it's so unbelievable.
They literally made a deal. We get to the last payment, and then supposedly they didn't make the payment on time. Glenn Taylor stops the deal now and says, nope, they're not for sale anymore. I'm going to be the owner still.
Yeah.
And
we'll just keep
I'm really happy with
doing.
The team, and they're going to own part of it.
Yeah.
And then he locked them out.
Yeah. Locked them out of the like the majority owner's area, which he had let them in.
This is so weird and embarrassing. So if you guys want to know kind of why... So Glenn Taylor sold the team how many years? 2 years ago? Two years ago.
Yeah.
For $1.5 billion, which sounds like a lot of money.
Right.
But shortly after, the Hornets sold for $3 billion.
The fucking Hornets.
So...
it's like, well, we're worth $3
billion.
Yeah,
he was like, okay, well, I made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And then the relationship between the two groups deteriorated really badly, it sounds like, over the last year. And... now he's saying that they didn't fulfill their agreement. They're saying that they did, or they still are or something.
And it sounded like to me like they may have missed a deadline, but they were working with, they're trying to work with Glenn Taylor's team because there is a process to extend that by 90 days through the NBA.
Yeah.
And that's what they were expecting to be able to use. And then Glenn Taylor used that. I mean, I guess smartly, you know, he's just a total asshole. So, of course, he's going to do something like this.
Yeah.
He uses that to try to get at least half of that $1.5 billion, I think. And he's like, they did pay $600 million successfully. And so they do own 33% of the team. And they will continue to own that. Which is just going to be awkward because they fucking hate each other. And then you got Dane Moore, by the way, who's like a local pod guy, gets the interview with them, with Lori and A-Rod. And, you know, they're talking all about this. And A-Rod's and Lori are like, hey, make no mistake. We will own this team. They're just putting the fans and everybody through this heartache and distraction. But we will be the owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I don't see how they're not at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be messy and it might take a little while, but I don't see how they don't.
I think that this whole thing is so that, and Glenn Taylor just saying, like, I'm not, the team is not for sale. I think it is for sale.
Yeah.
I think that what he wants is for them to come to the table and be like, okay, fine, we'll pay more, right? Well, we're going to split this extra equity with you.
Yeah.
Or let you keep a certain percentage, like 15% when you were going to have nothing. Instead of, you know, having to come up with more money, some kind of deal like that. And, you know, or maybe they get nothing because they're able to prove in court that Glenn Taylor is just a fucking idiot, but I'm sure they're just going to settle. That's my guess.
I mean, I have,
it'll
heard,
probably happen in the off season.
I have heard a lot about them not having the money.
Yeah. I think that they are the poorest owners, which is not necessarily a good thing, by the way, for your owners to be famous and poor. Relative, because you got Ballmer on one end, the richest by far, richest by $20 billion, I think, and then down the line from there, and I don't know the whole list, but I think the LA owners and the Boston owners are.
To be honest with you, though, like if I could have anything happen here, anything,
It sells.
I'd have the Wilfs just jump in and buy the majority share. That's what I would
even do. Even if that fucks over A-Rod,
I
don't give a shit. That would be, that's what we wanted the whole time.
If the Wolves just did that, at this
real
point,
money owners.
At this point, I just want the Wolves to own all the Minnesota teams.
That'd be fun.
I believe
be
in everything that they're doing. So to me, if I could have anything happen, I'd just say the Wolves jump in. They just are now the majority owners.
I guarantee they're calling. They're ringing the, you know. And Glenn Taylor's such a fucking psycho. He'll probably sell it to them like, at a, like a loss almost, you know what I mean? Just like, well, I'm not going to get my, I'll get another $500 million.
The problem is that he fucked over the other owners.
Yeah.
By taking such a bad deal.
Yes.
And then he's been trying to fix that ever since, I feel like. Like, he just knows, oh my gosh.
The other owners, but didn't
fleeced.
He own most of it? Like,
no, I'm saying the other owners of the NBA.
Oh, right.
The
by
other owners of the NBA
team.
Are like, are you joking? Like, all these teams are selling for, like, I was listening to Bill Simmons. He's saying that he believes that they're going to have expansion soon and that the expansion teams, his estimate, and I mean, he doesn't know for sure, but he's tied in with the NBA. You know, he knows a lot of important people.
Yeah.
His guess is that the expansion teams for most likely Seattle and Vegas are going to cost $9 billion.
That's crazy. And they, like, one ownership group has to pay all that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
$9 billion.
Because that money gets spread out to all other owners.
To the other owners. And so what's going to happen is the owners are going to all lose money in their deals, like their television deal and stuff, their media deals. They're going
to
lose money because they
have
to share.
132nd or 133rd or 134th, or whatever.
132nd instead of 130th.
Yeah.
And so if they add two more teams and go to 32 teams, how do they make it worth their while? They give each of the teams $300 million.
Yeah.
And so...
Okay.
I think Glenn Taylor might be thinking like, dang, I could get more money and I could get a $300 million check. Like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
But it just seems too little too late. I don't know. It's just a mess. Why is it always
Minnesota? It's such
a
mess. I really wish it wasn't this way. I was getting a little nervous as we were hearing, you know, 3 months ago that their deadline is this Thursday. Nothing to worry about. And then you like don't hear an update. You're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Like,
it doesn't feel
good. And here's the thing. I don't really care about these guys.
I don't care. No, I mean, it's cool. I thought it was cool, but
I want
guess
the Wolves to stay in Minnesota. Yes. And I want them to have good ownership, but I don't really care who it is. I don't need them to be a celebrity or something. Like, that's not important to me.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I'd rather have somebody that isn't like an evil CEO type or some kind of weird, like, I don't want like John Menard to buy the team.
Is that a guy?
John, yeah, he's the richest fucking dude in Wisconsin. He's a billionaire from Menards.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Private company to this day.
No,
so
I wouldn't want that.
That would suck because he's a fucking idiot. But, you know, there's a lot of fine options. There's a lot of rich people. Whatever. Just move the team off Taylor. We fucking hate him. He's incompetent. He's always been a curse on this team.
Doesn't it feel like the minute that he had less control, things got better?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm really happy with the team that we've built. Bro. You're so fucking old and senile. You don't even know what the hell's going on.
No.
You have never been good at this. And the decision making that Lori, as soon as you brought them in to help.
Mm-hmm. The minute that we got smarter people in,
yeah,
the whole thing has flipped around.
Dude. And what more could you have asked from Lori and A-Rod too? They're like here all the time. They're like a good participant of local media and volunteering and, you know, charity in Minnesota. So
Glenn, we are for sale.
Yeah,
you come here and pay off our debts and come on our show and we will completely change and we will run a campaign. A Glenn,
yeah.
A Keep Glenn campaign.
Yeah, we'll be like, well, we talked to him and we shook his hand just like he once did famously with Wiggins.
And I trust him.
Yeah,
I trust him now.
Got us into a horrible max deal with Wiggins. That was great.
So here's the other thing. The Wolves are in a three-way battle here.
Yep.
And
it's
just,
every few days they shuffle the three. But the good news is that we're not going to, like I said, we're not dropping below three. That it really can't happen.
No.
Clippers are falling apart and below that there's, you know, Pelicans and they're below that. So yeah, I mean, it's a three-way race, baby.
It does kind of hurt when you blow games that maybe you shouldn't, but it just is going to happen. These teams are all losing games.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can't ride the wave too much with a team at this point of the season.
Yeah, you really...
They're, 10-5 in their last 15 or something? 10-4 in their last 14, something like that?
That's good. That's fine. I mean, they're doing what it takes to be near the top. I don't think the Nuggets are killing themselves to get to the one seed. I think that they're just naturally a lot better, so they're staying in it. Whereas we're trying to bust our fucking ass, like a little bit shorthanded.
We still have the Nuggets, a home game against the Nuggets too.
It's not a home game. I think it's there.
Really? I thought we just played there.
We did, but we got them twice.
Okay.
Yeah. They came and played us back to back or something here.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I mean, the schedule's all fucked up these days, but so here's what we got left. And I did look up remaining strength of schedule and, the hardest is by a lot. One of the hardest remaining schedule yet is Thunder.
Yeah.
They have it really tough. We're in the middle at like 18. And then one of the easier ones, kind of like top 10-ish or whatever easiest, is Nuggets.
I would just like to get
a top
two
definitely their hardest opponent
seed.
That they have left. Top two you think is important?
Because
then you
rather,
play one of the play-in teams?
Yeah, I don't really care about who we play in the first round. We should be better than whoever we play.
I agree.
I just don't want to play Denver in round two.
Yeah, and
like,
you could
I'd be okay
if
Denver was one and we were two and OKC was three and we got the home court against OKC.
I think that's totally
I'd
possible.
I'd be okay with that. I like
our schedule. Here's what we got. We got Rockets and Raptors, both of those teams. Rockets actually are kind
They're
of
playing, okay.
good right
yeah.
now. Raptors are trash. I think we win both of these games. Then we got the Suns, which is not great. It is there. Then we got the Lakers. I think we take care of business. Wizards, come on. That's a win. We play the Nuggets. Hawks, who beat us one time this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have to play them again, but
they're
only
Celtics
okay.
too.
Yeah. They can shoot. And then we finish with the Suns. So it's not easy. But there's some wins in there. I think eight games I just said? I think we win five of those at least.
So do you think that without Towns and how we've played, I think, I think we're 10-4 without him.
Yeah.
Does this make you feel more willing to consider moving him in the summer?
I really don't want to. I think that we would be better. We're always better with him. He's not somebody that like fucks up your day. Like, you rarely lose by him, although it has happened. We have seen him shoot us out of games and stuff, or just disappear to the level that anybody else would have been doing something out there.
I'm just saying, like, would you rather just roll with Nasri getting bigger minutes like he is right now, and he's playing great?
Towns is a lot better than Nasri.
Yeah, but you're not giving up Towns for free. You'd be bringing in another big piece that maybe fits a little differently.
Then like, I'd for sure be okay with that.
What if you brought in
a starting
guard.
Piece?
Yeah, like a big star guard.
Somebody who can score.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then that would be okay. But we are missing right now Towns' 23 points, just like
and
guaranteed
his
efficient 23.
His depth in defense
as
well. His defense has been better this year. Not great, but good.
Better. Yeah, for sure. Everybody just, you know.
No, we're a significantly better team with Towns. But I'm just saying, we're still a pretty damn good team.
Yeah.
We're still like one of the better teams in the league without him.
And it is nice, you know, it is nice to see these like bench guys get these minutes and do something with them. So, yeah, I'd be open to it, but we would, you know, need some nice returns. Like, not picks.
No,
we need players.
I think you need a starting guard.
Yes, yeah.
A starting guard who's good.
Somebody I've heard of,
who's
please.
Like a big name, who's better than Mike Connolly. Mike Connolly goes to the second unit.
And I'd love somebody that's like 25 or under, too, because we need to be able to grow with some of these guys. You know, it's a young team. So, because Conley, like you said, Conley, you know, he's got two more years here, but is he going to be better next year than he is this year? Probably not. Year after that, same story. So, let's go with somebody young, and then I would. But I think we'll be fine. I think that we'll end up playing either the 7 or the 6 seed, which is a home series, and that's great. That's amazing. I don't know. I think if you had said, hey, you're going to get the 3 seed at before the season started, I would agree. I'd say, hey, 1 and 2 are off the table, but you will get 3? Yes, I'd do it.
Yeah, I really want top 2.
Yeah, and I think we can.
Chance,
we totally can.
I think we can, too. I think we probably will end up in 2nd.
Yeah.
I think it will go Denver, Minnesota, OKC. And we're going to get that second round OKC matchup, which will be really fun.
That'll be so fun. And I think at that point, both teams will just be happy to be there. So it might be interesting. Like, they'll both be looking at each other like, holy shit, we won a series? We're, like, so young. This is crazy, dude. And that'll be fun. I can't wait.
What place, like, where would you be disappointed? Like, where would you feel like it was unacceptable for them to go out?
First round. I mean, that it would be
what if they get
swept
or, you know, gentlemen sweep in the second round to OKC?
I would be really disappointed. I would be upset. Uh-huh. I would be upset if they, you know, I need to see like a really
they
competitive
lose in 7
second
or
series.
Something.
I would, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that's disappointing.
I get whatever. It. I'd be like, you know, okay, two young teams. Shy must have absolutely gone off on us. Giddy must have figured out a way to fucking drain every shot. What do you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, a first round would be like, I would just be, it would really embitter the entire season. So I don't want that to happen.
Okay. I think, if we could get to the Western Finals, I'd be really feeling good.
I absolutely think that's on the table.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we know that I feel like we have at least a 30% chance to get to the finals, if not more like a 66% chance, right? If we're top 3, one of them's not going to make it, but that could be us. So, I don't know, man. What do you think? Think we got this?
I really, really, really believe in Ant.
Yeah, I do.
I really
believe
he's
going to rise to the occasion.
And I think that, like, he is becoming one of the faces of American basketball.
Yep.
I think, like, the torch will be passed from LeBron and Curry to Tatum and Ant.
Yeah, they could be the next.
They're the next guys.
Yeah, Tatum's the Curry in this situation.
Probably. He's better right now, but he's deeper in his career for sure. But they're going to be the two big guys.
I think so, too, just because of the fact that they are American. I think that Shai, it can be a star as a Canadian, too.
Yeah, but just like being...
But he's a Converse guy, which is embarrassing when you got
Adidas Ant. They need
American
stars. Like, you just do. You can't... Like, every one of your stars can't be a foreign player. And then,
right.
Don't get me wrong, I love it. I love the European takeover of basketball.
I think it's great.
I think it's great. It's great for the game. But, like, there has to be stars from America as well. And you can see that American basketball has fallen behind.
Mm-hmm.
It for sure has.
Yeah.
The Europeans.
Not that we're worse. I think our basketball programmers are still really good.
I think the kids just focus on the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're not as good at ball handlers. They all just want to shoot deep threes and dunk and, you know, throw it off guys' faces and stuff. And they're just doing the wrong stuff. And I think, like, the fundamentals of the European players, has made it so they've just come in and just taken over the game.
Yeah, they're really good at a younger age.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't need as much time to mature because they're just like fundamentally
their
sound.
System of like prepping their players is like they go into these professional leagues as teenagers.
Right.
Where they play against some grown ass men and a bunch of like guys who weren't quite good enough to make the NBA.
Right.
And yeah. They're in there playing against like grown men who've been doing this since their full time job.
You got like you're gonna play like Jeremy Lin when you're 16.
Yeah.
You know?
and our guys are like doing AAU.
Like Gilbert Arenas, holy shit.
Our guys are doing AAU trying to make like, you know,
360 windmill dunks.
Yeah, like videos of themselves and stuff. And it's just like,
have you seen my latest edit?
Yeah, though? And I think that's where we've fallen a little short. And so
it could be.
Ant is going to be important to U.S. basketball. And I think like
I just want him to keep his head on straight. I want him to keep getting better. I love when he says stuff like, "No, I'm like 5 out of 10, probably as good as I'm going to get." Uh-huh. Like stuff like that. Like I think it's in him to continue to improve and improve. But that has to be an absolute grind. And I think most people don't have that. And that's why even flash in the pan, younger players don't achieve greatness very often. There's very few greats because it's just a fucking
grind. I think
grind.
You have to be like so obsessed with your craft.
Yeah.
And I think that like...
And you got to be kind of a more boring person. Like LeBron is kind of a boring dude.
LeBron is like corny.
Yeah.
Because he is just such
He like pretends to read books and stuff.
He's such a basketball loser.
Did you hear about him the other day? So he's got this new podcast with JJ Redick, which there's been some, who's a genius basketball mind as
well.
Yeah,
he's great.
There's been some great clips coming out of this. Did you hear the latest LeCap?
No.
So he's like, he's on this podcast. He's like, so I am great at the game of chess.
Okay.
And then like JJ looks at him and then he's like, JJ was about to say something, then he's like, well, no, I mean, I've never played the game, but people say I would be great. He's almost like Trump. People say I would be great because I am a strategist on the court. And JJ is like, okay. Like, JJ was definitely going to be like, oh, yeah, what do you do? Like, pawn to knight 7 or some shit? And so LeBron had to quick clarify, like, well, I've never played.
Yeah, I think you just have to be that kind of person, though,
yeah.
To, like, be that. And so I think... Ant still has a long ways to mature, but it's like he already is incredible in every interview.
Yep.
He already has the type of play that is like the most fun to watch.
Yeah.
Of maybe anybody in the league.
Yeah. I mean, Shai is a really fun scorer too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Ant, the acrobatics, the 3-point shooting in clutch times. All of that is just fantastic. And then he's just like a dog on the defensive end, which I love to see. And I love to see home games when like Ant Edwards or Jaden like steps up to somebody, guards the living fuck out of him and gets a steal. And everybody loses it almost as if like we had a fucking, you know,
that
huge
was that
breakaway
whole, that
dunk.
Was the whole Denver game.
Yeah, dude, that
the
Denver
entire
game.
Entire Denver game. They were
it's
just
so funny how like
pounding.
I'm riding this coaster because I was so high from the Denver game, thinking, uh-huh. Well, we're world beaters. And then we lose to a decent Bulls team that played really fucking hard. And now I'm like, well, we suck. Oh, my God.
We just need it. We need Ant.
Maybe
to,
next year.
We just really need Ant to not have his weird, like,
one-off games.
Nine-point games.
Yeah.
You know, like, this. That's the thing that other guys
that's
just
why I think
do.
He's going to be good in the playoffs is because he doesn't have those on big, big nights. It's like a home game on a Tuesday against a fucking, you know, it's an Easter game, like not nationally televised. He doesn't show up. So,
yeah,
he needs that consistency, a little professionalism, but we like him.
All right. And then finally, we got to talk about we're going to skip some Vikings talk today.
We got plenty of time before the draft.
We've gone very in depth on all the Vikings takes.
We're very excited about it.
We went through all the preseason stuff. We've talked about the quarterbacks they could take. You know, it's just we're in a
leading up to that April 25th draft. We will absolutely get more into it. I'm excited to hear all your takes as we get closer.
We're in a holding pattern on them right now. But what we do need to talk about is the Premier League and what happened this weekend. So you had your big blockbuster game between Man City and Arsenal.
Love it.
This was not an exciting game.
It was a safe game. It was a
very tight,
calculated
game where two coaches who know each other very well nullified each other for most of the game.
Yep.
The chances that were there were not taken. The defense really outweighed the offense in this game. And I think it was more of a win for Arsenal than City.
Yeah, it
for
was,
sure.
It was at City.
City has beat the absolute shit out of Arsenal for like 8 straight years at home. And this time they had one shot the whole game.
I mean, I can't say shit. Liverpool drew with them twice. Like, they play very safe games, guarded games against top teams. That's what I think there's. It's like, let's lock it down. We'll beat the shit out of everybody else. Yeah. We're just not going to lose to these teams. And it's kept them in it. Although they are third out of our teams. They're third out of three here. Yeah. So
Liverpool goes back into first.
How fun is it that we got a three-way race in my two favorite leagues right now?
We really do.
EPL, it's just a three horse race. Obviously, the EPL is the championship, so that is a much bigger deal, but I love being in the mix, baby.
Liverpool got a win. They were down right away.
It's scary.
Instantly.
Scary.
2 minutes into
the
game.
And I'm thinking, wow, if they lose this, that might be the season. It's like that close.
They just, they're so clutch in the second half.
Yeah.
That they just find a way in the second half. And so it was the same here, the same story here. They did that. They beat Brighton 2-1, and now we're in this stretch here where they're going to play a game every 3 days, all three of the teams. So they play again this week, midweek. So I believe Arsenal and City play on Wednesday, and Liverpool plays on Thursday.
Europa?
No, just Premier League.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Then they play again on the weekend.
Love
Saturday
it.
And Sunday.
That is exciting, though.
And then it goes into Champions League and Europa League next week, and so on and so forth. I mean, like every 3 days now for like the next 6 weeks is a game.
So you don't think it's really possible for Liverpool just to like, because City did this one of these years that they traumatized me, where it's like they just need to like draw a couple times and they just won every game. Like
City
they won like
every
12
game.
In a row to win.
I think they won like 16 in a row to win.
That sucked. That's sucked. But that's what Liverpool
I don't
needs to
think
do.
Think that Liverpool is nearly as good. Like
no.
They're in every game.
Yeah.
They win because they're a good team and they're well coached and they have just a couple big stars, but they're not. I mean, this isn't even the best. This isn't even the second best Liverpool team of the last 6 years.
No, I just think there's more parity this year.
They really care. They're really well coached. Klopp keeps them in every single game. He's such a great coach. He's so good at adjusting in the second half. Like, they have enough big superstars that they
can. I think all three of the top teams this year would have gotten killed like the last like a few years ago when Liverpool was really at its prime and City was just like
probably those
even
teams
better.
Are probably better than these
than
ones
these
are
teams,
this year
which but you know then you look at Arsenal who's on its way up and those other teams are peaking or in Liverpool's case probably going to take a step back so
this is probably the kind of the end of this window if they do it right their
which
window
would be
could
great.
Their window could open up again next year or the year after. I mean it's not like
it could but I would you know I want to see obviously Arsenal and Liverpool both stay in the mix, but City can eat shit and regress. That'd be great.
So you had those games this weekend. I think that the world, like the U.S. world of soccer, can finally withstand a low-scoring game without it like having to be shit-talked.
Yeah.
Because I think like you can see the understanding in the fans of the game has improved so much. And I really give NBC so much credit.
Yeah.
Because I think their coverage is...
They put stuff in perspective really well. Like, they give some of that, like, European, I've been watching football for more than a couple years perspective, which I always need. I still need all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And I also just think that, like, them putting all people with accents on is such a good choice.
Yeah, I
know. Like, they could have so easily just picked, like, Alexi Lawless and Landon Donovan and, like, the same U.S.
They all have cool accents,
people.
Which you know...
Everyone
you believe
them,
everything they say.
Everyone's British or Irish or
if,
whatever.
If you have a British accent and it's not like one of the like the really like poor fucking like trash ones, which you know about, then I believe everything you say.
Yeah,
like you could be a doctor, scientist. You could be, you know, a physical therapist. You could be a school teacher.
Yeah,
I'm just going to trust you.
Yes, I will
with your information. So, I just sit and I listen and I hear these accents and I know, this is the best advice I could get. You know, this is the best commentary they could have.
All right. Well, we have more of those games coming up. Champions League is back next week. We'll cover that ahead of next week's games.
Okay.
But,
can't wait.
You know, by the time we talk next, there'll be two more rounds of the Premier League and you'll have a huge matchup on the weekend with Liverpool and Man United. Bitter rivals.
We might know next time, like, it's going to shift, right? Like everybody's could. Chances are going to shift majorly, or could not. Could, it's just yeah. nuts. But
there's a bunch of games. Every week everyone's got kind of easy midweek games. The three top teams do. So.
But then this weekend is
the
big.
Weekend will be tougher. So yeah, this is just such a fun time of year. And hey, for everybody out there who's like, oh, why don't they have a playoff? I like it without the playoff.
Yeah,
I do. I like that.
Every other
the whole
sport
season
I watch is a playoff. So.
The whole entire season is the playoffs. You can't take days off. You blow a game in December, that might keep Arsenal from winning the title. They right. lost three games in December. They haven't lost a game in any other month of the year.
Crazy.
And in December, they lost three games. And
bad December.
They're in second place because of it.
December to remember.
And so it's just like you have to be on from the start of the year to the end of the year to have a chance to win the title. And I think that's really fun.
It is fun. It's been fun. Been a great year so far.
All right. Well, guys, that's it. That's all the time we have on this episode of the Nordies podcast. Tune into our screencast, which mm-hmm. is going to be a whole lot of fun. That will be out tomorrow. Otherwise, until then, thanks for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordies podcast. Mm-hmm.